Well, I think they sound like the Alan Parsons Project.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I wasn't in the room long enough to know.
Food for thought.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. Wonder what's for dinner.
Non-committal.
So, that's a band by the name of Empire of the Sun. Mm-hmm. What do you know about them? Where are they from?
Australia.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's where I follow.
Yeah, well, you know they're from Australia. All you have to do is
follow my music. They just came out with a new album. I believe it's called Ice Dune. I could be completely wrong, but I believe it's called Ice Dune. And I stumbled upon them because I follow the electronic music scene fairly closely, and they just popped up as an electronic rock band, and next thing you know, I had their whole discography.
Wow, how many albums is that?
That's only two.
Oh, okay. So, you get them early, and it's easy to get their whole discography.
Yeah.
Wait 20 years, and it gets a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
I see. So, you've got a song all queued up.
I do. So, as per usual, I know nothing about it. So, don't ask me.
We played it last year.
We probably will play it next year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Because my sister asked me this tonight. She said, what is your favorite Christmas carol, your Christmas song? And this is it. Old Toy Trains. And do you remember why it's my favorite?
Yes. But tell us again.
Nice try, though. So, Old Toy Trains. When I went to high school, we had this really super fantastic music teacher who put on several productions that I was a part of. And we actually cut two albums. And one of the albums had this song on it. And there were two girls, Laura and Lynn, that sang and played guitar and did a couple of Christmas carols. And this was one of them. And they were so fantastic. I might have been maybe 14 years old, and they would have been maybe 16 or 17, and I idolized them and thought they were
cool,
super fantastic. And well, this isn't their version.
it's
our
a guy
version
by the
and
name
I like
of
it.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, people might have heard of him.
So that'll work. If we can't find Laura and Lynn, we could find Toby Keith.
That's right.
All right.
So let's have a listen.
That's a nice intro.
Mm-hmm.
Backstory. All right.
Toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys, coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes and listen to the sky. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells, bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys, coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Tracks, little boy toys, coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed?
Like that song.
Yeah.
And, I know.
And you have two albums where you are on it.
I'm on it.
Do you,
I know.
Do you still have
copies? One day I'll have to play those for Kent.
Yeah.
You have copies?
I do. Absolutely. I have the albums.
And they're like vinyl, as we say in the biz.
They are vinyl. Yeah.
And now vinyl's coming back.
It is. And maybe I am too.
You never went anywhere.
I've always been on top.
Yeah.
So yeah, on the album I'm singing, which, you know, I'm part of a chorus, which is a good thing. And I'm also playing the handbells. Do you know what handbells are, Kent?
I'm assuming they're bells you hold in the hand.
They are. Good guess.
The whole choir goes ting, yeah.
But I gotta say, we rocked it. Yeah. We traveled all over BC. So we were quite, and we won competitions, and we were actually on TV. So it wasn't just like, oh, okay, the weird kids playing handbells. We were actually really good. So, yeah.
That is pretty cool.
It was very cool.
Very dedicated music teacher, obviously.
Yes, Mr. Weston.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. we did
like a
creepy several.
Following? Like that follow you around BC?
I don't know if we had groupies.
We
might have, but they were quiet groupies.
Yeah. Well, they better be. You're playing bells.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I realized that the last song I played, Ave Marie from the Cranberries, and this song from the Cranberries, Zombie, are a nice Christmas theme.
Well, a zombie song for Christmas, I don't know if that
really...
Oh, it's
the Cranberries.
Cranberries.
Yeah, they're festive.
Yeah, absolutely. And Zombie. Zombie's a great song.
Yeah, well, here we go then.
Okay. that's a little song called Zombie. It's my Christmas carol out there.
Yeah.
It was very nice. Good. I guess that's heartwarming.
Yeah. We're feeling the Christmas spirit in that song.
But it's interesting because you are 20.
I am 20. That's
and it. You haven't
and
heard
so
that
am
song
I.
Before. That's right. And neither nice. Of you have heard that song before.
Mm-hmm. We haven't.
And so that means you probably have to be about 30 to really know that song.
Mm. Well, then.
See, but there's other songs too, yeah. that you know because you're 20 that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There is. That's right.
Right.
Like Lana Del Rey and Little Toy Trains.
Or, you know what song I introduced your dad to that he'd never heard? Eminem.
Yeah.
And,
I love the Way You Lie.
Love the Way You Lie.
Yeah,
that's a good
that.
Song.
Isn't
that's
it?
That's
a great
song.
That's a Christmas ditty, too.
yeah, that's a real Christmas ditty.
Before we play that, can I play some Alt J?
Sure.
Yeah.
Because you've been playing that all day, and I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's... really, really good stuff.
So what is it?
Alt-J. It's a style that I don't think probably anyone's ever done before. It's very unique. I can't really think of another band that's similar. They're from Australia. And it's really the lead singer's voice that I think adds the uniqueness to the band. Hmm. And so this song is called Fitz Pleasure.
Cool.
Tra-la-la, tra-la, tra-la-la, la. Tra-la-la, tra-la, tra-la, la.
Okay, weird. That's all I gotta say.
Just weird. That was so weird. I like it.
It's very good. It's really good.
What's going on in Australia that they are
something
doing
right?
That?
Something right. There's good music coming down from the southeast.
I think everything that you've played tonight is from
except Lana, and I played the Zolas as well earlier
from Vancouver.
Yeah,
but they're obviously a knockoff from Down Under.
Yeah.
Speaking of Australia, did you tell Kent our plans?
No.
That are really kind of loose at the moment.
They're so loose that I haven't told anybody our plans.
And.
But let's go ahead.
Should
break
we?
The news. Sure. No. We are saving money in a desperate effort to go to Australia.
So we have a really loose but definite plan. I have a friend that I grew up with who has moved his family to Australia, and he lives just outside of Sydney. And he has invited us to come and stay whenever we'd like. So we're trying to do
take
that.
Take advantage of it. Take
yeah.
Of it.
And well, there's two criteria. Whenever we like and whenever we can afford to come.
Yes. Yeah. Because Australia is really far away from Lillooet.
And you and I were looking at housing prices there. It's expensive.
It's a crazy,
holy
crazy place
smokes.
To try and
people
buy.
People want
to
live
but
there.
I don't know. Were we buying a house when we get there?
No, I was just saying
good.
That in, we have to do what Paul did. In order to go to Australia, we have to sell all our worldly possessions.
Yeah.
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 And it still won't get us to Australia.
And it still isn't going to get us a ticket. I know, that's disappointing.
Oh, well. But in the meantime,
yes,
they're making some good music down there.
And if you've just tuned in, you are
CHLS,
listening to Radio CHLS. That's 100 right.
100 on your dial.
Mm-hmm. 100.5.
0.5.
Mm-hmm.
So if it sounds a little sketchy, that's because you're on 100. Move over
right.
to 100.5.
And you'll hit it right on.
So, and our son, our son.
our son, Kent.
Yeah, Kent's with us, my son
right.
from Calgary.
I am.
And he's flipping some burgers with us and playing some tunes. And
flipping burgers with you?
Well, I didn't know.
And this is kind of practice for Kent because he's into journalism and communications and... Being on the radio is kind of an
intro to all that.
It's good experience. It's
yeah.
a fantastic experience. That's
yeah.
what it is.
And you can download this now in Calgary and use it as your part of your resume.
Mm-hmm.
I will do that.
You can do that.
Yeah. Cool.
So you've got a song all queued up.
Yes. I didn't pick it, but.
This is one of Jim's favorites.
What it really is, I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. While I can fight, as long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off a log, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer, I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She fucking hates me, and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane, cause when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman with the wind in his back. She's Lois Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. Now snap, who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own.
It's got a certain...
Because Eminem is not my favorite. But, I like Rihanna, but yeah. Eminem's a little much for me. But that song is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It reminds me of the song Teenage...
Dirtbag?
No. But thank you.
Guessing.
The
Nirvana?
Nirvana.
Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks. I carry Kent everywhere I go because he's my memory.
That's good.
He's my short-term and long-term memory. And it's really handy.
How did you forget?
It's good to have.
Oh, it's possible. Wait until you're 56. Yeah, and you're kind of going, okay, what was it we had? Pork chops. That's right.
Yeah, you think it'll never happen to you. And then it does.
And then it does. And then you can't remember that you didn't even believe it would happen to you. Yeah. Oh, well. So, whose turn next?
It is Aura's turn, and well, she's got this one lined up.
Kent has graciously lined this up for me. This is another one of my favorite Christmas favorites, so that was my intent tonight, was to come and play my Christmas favorites.
It was our intent as well. Yeah. Can't you tell?
Yeah, your Christmas favorites are a little weird, I gotta say. But so, Martina McBride, she's fantastically fantastic. And Oh Holy Night, it's an a cappella version, and she doesn't need music because she is...
She nails
it. She's super fantastic.
Right.
So let's have a listen.
Oh holy night, the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error, pining. the thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine.
Super fantastic.
She can belt it.
Yep. You know what that reminds me of? Mm-hmm. Last year, about this time, I went to the Muse concert with Cam.
Yes.
And I came back and I played a Muse song. Mm-hmm. And then Aura, and of course, the Muse is all about technology, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, watch what we can do. And Aura said, well, watch this. And she pulled up a George Strait song, mm-hmm, of just George singing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's clear to see that this show has no theme tonight.
but the theme is, the theme, though, is fantastic. And there's lots of ways to be fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Technology, or someone's simple voice, or...
Or both.
Banging on garbage can lids, or... Yeah.
Or the next one, which is technology.
Right.
And it's another Australian artist. It's another electronic song. And, as they say in show business, one for them, one for me. And so this one's for me. Because even, yeah. And so this artist is called Flume. And it's a remix of Disclosure's song, You and Me. And here we are.
Okay, let's have a listen. not bad.
I like it. Cool. Thank you. And they're from Australia. Their name is Flume.
It's a one producer, and yeah, from Australia. He actually toured with LJ just back in the fall and came to Vancouver and did a show.
And he's a producer. There's no musicians, no band. Mm-hmm. So what does he do? He just spins discs?
Essentially, yeah. It's you have to see it to understand it.
Hmm. Interesting. And he's on tour. He's on a worldwide tour.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that happens all the time with DJs touring all over the world. That's, yeah.
Did you know anything about this, honey?
I listen to George Strait. And he, like, gets up in front of the audience and then he sings. And that's all there is to that.
I see. He tours the world all by himself.
He does tour the world.
It was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time.
All right, then.
Well,
so we were talking about ending with a Canadian song.
We should, but as we wrap up, we should remind people that they've been listening to Radio CHLS 100.5, and this is Aura, Jim, and Kent tonight. It's Thursday, and this was basically our Christmas show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, because we are busy over the holidays with our kids and our...
We're always busy, let's face it.
With Santa / Satan. Whoever's coming to our houses.
Or Santana.
Yeah, or Santana. And we would like to thank people for tuning in and wish them a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Everybody take it easy out there. The roads, if you're near Cache Creek, unbelievably slippery. So just slow down.
Travel safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we're going to wind up with...
A band called Mother Mother. They're from Vancouver. They're my personal favorite band. This is my personal favorite song by them. It's called Simply Simple. It's off the... album Eureka.
So I just have a question. The band is Mother Mother. The band is, the name is Simply Simple. So they've used a total of two words in the entire combination.
So far. And the song will elaborate.
I see.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you after the new year.
Okay.
Just the way I've got to be. Take me slowly, or else you may come by injury. I'll hurt you more sharply. Rock me, baby, until my eyes are closed and I'm asleep. Then it's safe for you to leave. Yeah.